Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Talk some college football coming up with our buddy Michael Felder. He'll be jumping on the show. I didn't expect us to be agreeing on the Seattle Seahawks this morning. Like, this is not something I figured 3 weeks into the year. You know what? That sneaky Seattle bunch, that's the team. You got to save that now. You got to save it. It's a new Ramley. R.I.P. Ramley, I guess, huh?
Where do I put it? Where should I? I'll just tack it over here somewhere.
Okay. Or behind you by a trophy, bobblehead?
Yes. I don't.
Yeah, I guess I could.
I don't know. I can maybe put it up here somewhere. We'll figure it out. We got time.
All right. Very excited to be joined by our guy, Michael Felder, at In the Bleachers. When we spoke to him a couple weeks ago, he was on one. Let's check that out.
Now I'm in the season, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the season. I'm in my groove. I feel like I'm really in my bag right now. I'm like, woosah. I'm in my zone right now. Is that a real question? Listen, you guys called me. USC, they're figure skaters. Oregon out here powerlifting. It's on wax, baby. You can't take that one from me. It was like Ross and Rachel. Like, what are we doing? I know. I see it. Giving me the wrap-up sign. Thank you.
Michael Felder. All right, here's Michael Felder, our favorite college football analyst, joining us. Michael, how you feeling this morning?
I feel really good, man. My kid didn't have school today, so she went to school with my wife and her. It's basically like all the ladies that work in the school, all of them brought their kids to the school because their kids don't have school. So the preschool does have school. And these kids are just running around the school terrorizing. And the good thing is she's not terrorizing me right now.
Well, congrats. I wanted to give you a shout out. I loved the recap of the sleepover. And
yes.
I loved it for the kids. You do the waffles with the dip. You let them dip the syrup. I love that.
Yeah, dip the syrup, man. They come in four. They got quadrants. You break those up. Four quadrants, four quad. Boom, dip it, eat it, dip it, eat it. Hands don't get that messy. These kids, 7-year-olds, what do you think they're going to do? Cut the waffle? It's less work for me. So if you're a parent out there and you make waffles, I don't care if they're Eggos or whatever, do the waffle dip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Like, that's all I'm saying. It's way easier than trying to do butter and syrup on the thing. They don't care about the butter. They don't even know that butter makes the waffles even better. They don't even know about, like, there's some waffles I make that when I make it for my wife, you know what I do? I put bits of bacon in the waffle.
Bacon! I knew it! I knew you were going to say it!
So, yeah, but for kids, I mean, I make like a pretty traditional, it's not really traditional, I make like a buttermilk Belgian waffle and then separate it into fours. And they just dip it, and they keep their hands out of that syrup because ain't nothing worse than a sticky hand kid roaming around your house, and you know they haven't brushed their teeth yet.
Yep, no doubt about that. Well, No waffles for Clemson.
Oh.
Klubnik is getting Heisman hype before the season starts. It was like, oh, okay,
from
he dabbled in.
Me.
There's a lot of people. A lot of people. He was one of the favorites at the top of the betting board. What the hell happened?
I think that they've got like a three-prong problem. One, their coach is an egomaniac. I think we saw that play out over the course of the last week and a half, right? Where he was like, fire me. I don't care. Do you guys not like winning? And when he said that, I was like, okay, he really like the going to it makes more sense now, the going to church thing every Saturday, every Sunday for the whole team. Got it. Cause like he has this like Jesus complex, like he's the savior. And so there's that. So he is an egomaniac and I don't feel bad saying that. And so if you guys clip that one out, guess what? I stand behind it. The other part is they don't have the players. They don't have the players. And I'll start with, and this is why I said three prong because they don't have the players with respect to the on defense. They have three really good defensive players. Three and a half. Woodaz, TJ Parker, PJ Woods. And then they have, the Terrell kid, the younger brother of AJ Terrell, Avion Terrell. He's good. He's almost getting there. And then everything else is like just like guys. So if you don't have all those pieces that they're used to having, it's going to be really hard to be successful. And then on the other side, their offensive line in the running game, honestly, like part of my language, but they're ass, like for real. And you got a converted wide receiver who, when he gets out into the open field, does look good in Randall. But I don't think, like maybe he needs glasses. I don't know. I don't think he can like see like what's happening before it happens. He has to see it happen and then go. And that's something. And you and I have talked, we've talked about this. If you have to see it happen to figure out what you're supposed to do next, you're already too late with respect to football.
Are you more excited as we turn the page? Are you more excited for Oregon, Penn State, or Bama, Georgia?
Bama, Georgia. I think Oregon's going to take care of business. I don't think Penn State's very good. I think Penn State has won games in very good fashion, but I don't think that – I think once they get into – like they step into the actual ring, I think they're going to have some problems. And Oregon, for me, I think Oregon needs a challenge to really get Dan Lanning fired up, to really get this team ready to rock. Like I think that happens. And then the other – so I'm more excited for Bama, Georgia because – Alabama got told they weren't nothing when they got beat by Florida State. And Georgia has to keep proving themselves week after week after week. The Tennessee game, obviously. Like, they have to keep proving themselves. And I think that that game is going to be a game where it's a bunch of kids that are from the same place. And they're about to go out there and fight. Like, they're going to scrap. Like, it's not – it's one thing to have, like, West Coast versus – does Penn State count as Midwest?
Technically.
Okay. Yeah.
So these kids, they have never met each other. Georgia, Alabama, they met each other. They know each other. And to watch them collide, I'm looking forward to it. And to see the resurgence from Alabama after, I'm sure you guys saw the Powerball lady. She didn't win, obviously, but she was like, what would you do if you won the Mega Millions or whatever it was, Powerball? She was like, the first $70 million, I'm getting rid of Kalen DeBoer. And so, like, it's a different energy going into this, and I think that Alabama's trying to right the ship, and they're trying to find leaders and figure out ways to make it work. Georgia, I like Gunnar Stockton. Zacharias, give him the ball, man. Are you kidding me? Just feed him. So I'm looking forward to watching it.
Why do you think Penn State's not that good?
Man, maybe because I don't think James Franklin is that good. Do you?
We're still waiting. We're waiting
exactly.
In the big spots. We're still waiting.
Did you see? No. Sammy Peake, did you see his face? He was like,
I didn't make that noise at all.
Leave my guy alone. Leave my guy alone, Michael. I did not make
any noise.
But your face made that noise. Your face made that noise. You were looking, you were searching for the words. You were searching for the words.
No, I mean, we don't have evidence, but we're going to say that about him in a big spot until he does it. And he's going to have another opportunity this week. Yeah.
Listen, I got family from Missouri. Like, if you, it's a show me state. So show me. Because otherwise, what do I have to go on? Nothing. Show me. And it's not that I don't like Penn State. I've got a lot of friends that went to Penn State. I got a lot of friends that love Penn State. But they say the same things. Like, when I talk to people that went to Penn State, when I talk to my man Ace, he's like, we got to, like, I need to see him do it. I need to see him do it. Like, and that's just the reality. And look, no one could be more upset than the people that I get in my phone that have to deal with UNC. So Penn State, me saying, I don't know if Penn State's that good, that's not even close to my teammates texting me going, bro, we suck.
All right, so here's a question I think it's easy to ask. I don't know that it's very simple to answer. It's very complex, and you could take this a variety of ways. Best team in the country, who is it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ooh, wow. Best team in the country. I don't know that we can say Ohio State, because Ohio State, with the exception of the Texas game, and we've seen Texas just continue to tumble. So it feels like that win means less and less each day. Honestly, I think that we have these like tiers. I think that with a win this weekend, Penn State climbs into that tier. But right now, I would put Oregon, LSU, and then I'm looking at Oklahoma and my three. Then behind them, then I'm looking at Florida State, and then everything gets muddy.
Where's Miami?
Ohio State. Oh, did I not say? I thought I said Miami.
No,
you didn't. No, I would. All right, I'm going down the list right now. So I'm going to go ones and twos. That's all I'm going to do. It's easier for me to do it this way. Ohio State, I'm going to put them at a two. I'm going to put Miami at a one. I'm going to put Penn State at a two. I'm going to put LSU at a one. I'm going to put Georgia. They're like a 1.5 because I still don't know. Oregon, I'm putting at a one. Oklahoma, I'm putting at a one. Florida State, I'm going to put them in that same 1.5. And then Texas A&M, probably going to put them at 1.5. And then after that, by the way, can we talk about them? Indiana. Come on.
I'm floored right now because you named 1, 2, 3, 4, what is 6? Where's the calculator? I need the Texas Instruments. We got, okay. I think you named 10 schools there. Did not say Texas.
No.
I'm just asking.
Have you seen them play football?
Yeah, I mean, but we're living in the betting world and they're top 5 for title odds.
No.
You don't think they're going to fix it?
No, I think Texas Tech is probably going to end up being better than Texas.
I just wish Morton could stay healthy, man. We already see him concussed again.
I know he's been he takes his wrist and he gets smoked. I think Ole Miss could move. Ole Miss, Texas Tech, and probably Tennessee have a better chance of moving up ahead of Texas, even though Texas is now sitting at what number? Are they at number 10?
Oh, in the
is
AP?
That right?
Yeah,
in the AP they're at number 10. In the coaches they're at 15.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm not all the way out on Arch as a player. I am just – I don't think that this team has what it takes to get to where they want to go. But I will say this, again, I'm going to circle back because you guys did not address it, Indiana.
Yeah.
Number 9 team in the country was Illinois. I don't care that they lost their – like, if you think that Miles Scott is good for 53 points, then God bless you. He's the greatest football player of all time. Like, put him up there with Jim Thorpe, Deion Sanders. Like, put him up there with all the – he's the greatest player of all time. If you think that him getting ejected for targeting is worth 53 points, no one thinks that. So they lost by 53 points. That's crazy. My team – look, I went to UNC. We are bad. It's a bad football team. We had lost by 53 points yet.
My big takeaway is you've got Miami, Oklahoma at that top tier. Those teams are 16 and 20 to 1 to win the title. So
that's value added, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, for sure. For sure.
I think Miami, we got like a minute left, Michael. I've watched every Miami game.
Yep.
Their O-line, D-line, I think it's the best in the country.
Ooh, that's tough because I really like what I'm seeing out of Florida State, and I really like, oddly enough, what I see out of USC too. Like the way that they're explosive off the ball has been really interesting. I don't think that USC's offense is as good as people have touted it to be, but I do think that their defensive front is incredibly explosive. We haven't talked enough about that.
You've got Oregon beating Penn State, though?
Yeah. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Penn State favored by 3.5 this weekend. 3.5.
Oregon.
They're betting Arkansas. They're hosting Notre Dame this week.
Oh, man.
Just got 30 seconds. What's your reaction to that?
I don't know what to think because I watched the Arkansas game this past week, and we all know what happened there. How – like – 2 weeks in a row, you fumble the ball in the red zone when you have a chance to close the game out. That's insane. You could call it bad luck. You could call it lack of discipline, whatever it is. But there's that. And then Notre Dame, they need this win. Mm-hmm. They need it because you can't, like, you have to find a way to stack wins to get to the playoffs. So this, I would, if it's me, I'm staying away. I'm staying away from it.
All right, good stuff. Michael Felder at In the Bleachers over on X. All sorts of content he's putting out there. Make sure you check it out. Joe O, Sammy P, we continue with some college chatter. We'll take a look at some college football futures, conferences as well, right here on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.